Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon and happy New Year to everybody today on this day before New Year's Eve, second to last day of the year, and it's our last broadcast of the year, and we'll be on New Year's Day night. I get that straight, New Year's Day night, with our Sunday night program on New Year's Day, so that'll be our first broadcast of 2023, unless the Lord comes in the meanwhile, then we'll let somebody else have that. But at any rate, welcome to the program today. Glad you're with us. I hope you had a great week this past week, and what a difference a week has made, and we'll touch on some of those things here in a minute, but let's go ahead and open our program this afternoon with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program today. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing, be encouragement to somebody today, and I just pray that you would just help us to lift up and glorify Christ in all that we do. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Richfield, Ohio, and we'll have more information of that at the end of the program. But I just wanted to mention that we will be there tonight for our Friday night Bible study. And we'd love to have you come out and visit us sometime. We'll also have our regular services on Sunday. We do not have a special New Year's Eve service planned, so we don't have anything there. But we do have our Friday night Bible study tonight and our regular schedule Sunday morning, Sunday night at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and we'd love to have you meet us, visit us there. Also, wanted to mention last week, last week, what a difference. I spent all day at my house on Friday at -4 all day, and it had been about -5 at night. Didn't get as quite as cold as we expected, and it got -6 on late Friday night, early Saturday morning, but it was -4 pretty much all day long at our house on Friday, and left the house today. It was about 60 degrees and got here to the studio today. It was 63 degrees on my car thermometer when I got out of the car here at the studio this afternoon. So quite a bit of a difference, and I certainly am enjoying some of the warmth that we have right now. It's nice to see the snow and ice melted off, and certainly we're spared the worst of some of it. My family and I drove down to Kentucky this past week, and I think in some places they had worse than what we had, or at least worse than what was around us up here, at least in the Richfield area. And so we're just glad that everybody's thawing out, and I hope you're able to be getting back to get caught up with a few things that maybe you didn't get done this past week because of the holidays and getting over the bad weather and everything. But we're looking forward to 2023 coming. And I was talking to somebody on the way back. I think it was at one of the truck stops or something that we stopped at for gas or something. And the guy said, 2023. He says, it's got to be better than this year. And that seems to be a lot of people's reaction. But I think back a year ago, a lot of people were saying the same thing. How could 2022 be any worse than 2021? And then 2 years ago, people were saying, how could 2021 be any worse than 2020 was? And so we'll wait and see what 23 has in store for us. But anyway, I just wanted to share a couple things from the Bible. And we are live today. Last week, we decided to pre-record because of the way the weather was coming in and the way the roads were supposed to be. So kind of glad that we did that. Actually slogged off to the check to make sure nobody showed up at our Bible study Friday night as well. And so myself and a couple others were there, and we did it online. And we had a reasonably good Bible study for doing it online. And then on Sunday, Christmas Day, we were down a little bit still because, of course, the snow, the ice, and things like that. And we're looking forward to things getting more back to normal now. But as I said, we are live today, so our telephone lines are open, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we can get you on here on this last program of the year. But in the meanwhile, I wanted to share a passage. I was thinking of this because while we were down in Kentucky, we went over to the Ark Encounter that's there in Williamstown, Kentucky, and it's not too far from where my wife's relatives live. And so we went there. You can go there in the evening. They have the Christmas lights all over the place, and they've done a lot of improvements, a lot of additions since the last time I was there. And so it's just all lit up. Very beautiful if you're down that way before they end their run with the Christmas lights. You pay for the parking in the parking lot there. And once you've paid for parking, I think it was $15, you can ride the shuttle bus back up into where the Ark Encounter actually is. And you can just walk around, enjoy the lights. And the zoo is more like a real zoo now than what it has been in the past. They're continuing to upgrade things. And they've got a theater that's got some presentations going on in it. But the one thing that I missed was several years ago, we went there at Christmas time to see the lights. And they projected an entire program dealing with creation, and then, of course, the fall of man, and then ultimately the ark and the flood, and then ultimately the birth of Christ and the resurrection of Christ all. And they projected it all on the side of the ark itself, which was really impressive, especially when they did the building of the ark. They projected the ribs and everything of the ark on the ark itself, and then now they do it inside the theater that they have constructed. And it was good, but not as good as when they did it out on the ark itself. That was really nice. But I was thinking of a passage here, and I just wanted to share this with you today before we get to our caller here. But in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, God was speaking to Noah, and he said this. He said, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." And I was thinking about this, and I had read some different things. People were talking about, well, look at the eight divisions there, and let's try to figure this out. Well, the Hebrews only had six divisions to the year, and they were trying all kinds of gyrations. But when you take the simplest understanding of this and just let it say what it says, he's given us a series of dichotomies here. While the earth remaineth, now notice what he says, seed time and harvest. See, seed time when you plant the seeds, harvest when you harvest the crop. And cold and heat. Cold, and then it warms up, and you have heat. And summer and winter. You have summer, and then you have winter. And day and night. And what this is showing, there's just several examples here. Seed time and harvest is one example. Cold and heat's another. Summer and winter's another. Day and night's another. These are not meant to mean the divisions of the year. These are just meant to show us that while the earth remaineth, while we're on this earth, before God changes this earth. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and also over in Revelation chapter 21 that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And as long as we're on this earth, God has promised that the cycle of the seasons, the cycle is going to continue. We hear a lot about global warming, although not so much this past week, but seed time and harvest, that's a cycle. Cold and heat, that's a cycle. Summer and winter, that's a cycle. Day and night, that's a cycle. And the earth is going to continue to oscillate between these things. And We've certainly seen the cold and heat between last week and this week. We've certainly seen a difference. And this is going to continue to be with us as long as we have this present earth. But there's coming a time, the Bible says, when there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. But that's not going to happen for at least 1,007 years from now. And the reason I say that is because we have a 1,000-year period of time that immediately precedes that, known as the millennial reign of Christ on earth, and that does not occur until after a 7-year period of time known as the tribulation, where the Antichrist comes to power. And of course, those are all yet future on God's prophetic calendar. The next great event is the catching away of the believers. And then after that, the Antichrist will rise and he will confirm a covenant with the Jewish people. That'll begin the 7-year tribulation period. At the end of the tribulation period, Jesus Christ will return during the Battle of Armageddon. The Antichrist, the beast, as he's called in the book of Revelation, and the false prophet will be cast into the lake of fire. The devil will be bound and placed in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and during that 1,000-year period, Jesus will set up his kingdom on this earth. We, as believers, will rule and reign with him according to the scriptures. We'll be a part of his government, and then at the end of the 1,000 years, the devil will be released for a short period of time. The Bible doesn't say how long, to stir up one final attempt of a revolt against God. God puts that down rather quickly. Then we have the great white throne judgment, and the dead that have died without Christ will be cast to judge for their sin, and they'll be cast into the lake of fire along with the devil and all the fallen angels for all eternity. And then we who have our faith in Christ will go into the new eternity in the new heaven and the new earth, where we'll be there for all eternity, the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven to the earth, and we will be dwelling there for all eternity, serving God, and that's where the Bible leaves us. But all of that is conditioned, of course, upon what you do with Christ. If you put your faith in Christ, you will be in that new heaven and that new earth to dwell with the Lord for all eternity. If you do not accept Christ as your Savior, if you reject him, you will be in a lake of fire for all eternity. That's the only two choices, the only two destinations. And so we certainly encourage and hope that if you know Christ or don't know Christ as your Savior, that you would certainly consider that as we close out 2022, that you would consider your relationship with Christ, investigate the claims of the gospel, because if it's true, then certainly it is of vital importance, because where you'll spend eternity depends on your decision whether or not to accept Christ. And of course, we believe that it is true. There's empirical evidence to show that it's true. In fact, there's a great book I read a few years ago. I should read it again. It's called I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist, and shows where it's more reasonable to believe that God exists, the God of the Bible specifically, and that he did create all things, and that the message of the scripture is true. There's more empirical evidence for that than there is for the belief that he does not exist. So anyway, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I do have two callers that are here, and let's see. I believe Terry was our first caller, and Terry, welcome to the program. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So welcome.
Welcome. Going to be a good year if the Lord returns.
Well, you know, it's like the Bible says, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. I guess we can paraphrase that and say, this is the year the Lord hath made. So we better be glad and rejoice in it, huh?
That's right. So. I came up with a couple of, I've told you I studied, I've been having the Mormons coming over lately, and mm-hmm. Came across a scripture that they shared. I told them, send me a bunch of scriptures, right?
Right.
One scripture they sent me was John 3, verse 5.
Okay.
And this is talking about when Nicodemus Jesus answered and said, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God."
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the water that he's talking about there is birth.
Yeah, and the context says that. But go ahead.
And then I said, "Well, I wonder what the Pentecostals believe and other people believe." And they believe that it's talking about baptism.
And
the Mormons.
Yeah, I think the Roman Catholic Church teaches that too. But here's the problem. They're taking the scripture out of context, which is where the problem comes in. You're correct. This is referring to the physical birth, because when you look at what's going on in John chapter 3, and Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, who's a very learned man, very well educated in the scriptures, and it's kind of interesting in verse 3 where it says, "Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So Jesus first puts out this idea of two births. And Nicodemus is trying to figure out what he means. He says in verse 4, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" So he's thinking two physical births. It just doesn't make sense. We've had one physical birth. How can we have a second physical birth? And this is where Jesus answers him. And this is where context is so important. Jesus answered in verse 5, "Verily, verily, I say to thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit." Now, Nicodemus is talking about physical birth. How can a man have a second physical birth? He understands the principle of the physical birth. We've all had a physical birth or we wouldn't be here. And so Jesus refers to the physical birth that Nicodemus was talking about as the first birth, except a man be born of water. And of course, you know, the baby is in a sack. It contains the amniotic fluid, which is basically water, and the baby is in that, and it really is part of the amazing thing of creation. We're actually an aquatic creature until we are born, and we go from being an aquatic creature to an air-breathing creature, and it really is kind of interesting, the miracle of birth. But the water breaks, and then you're born of water. That's the physical birth, and of the Spirit. He's talking about a second birth. Now, a lot of these people who teach that baptism is what he's talking about here, they equate baptism in some way with the spiritual birth. So Jesus would be talking about two spiritual births here if baptism had to do with, or if baptism had to do with being born of water. But he's not talking about two spiritual births, no more than he was talking about two physical births. And except a man be born of water, you have to be born a first time, and then you have to be born again, born of the Spirit, and you cannot enter into the kingdom of God, he says. And verse 6 clarifies it all the more. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And there's a dichotomy in verse 5, born of water and born of the Spirit, and that dichotomy is echoed in verse 6, where he says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And then he says, of course, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, he must be born again." So it shouldn't be strange to Nicodemus now, as Jesus is explaining this to him. Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Nicodemus says, "How can I be born a second time? You know, I was born physically once. How can I be born physically a second time?" And Jesus says to him, basically, listen, you had a person has a physical birth. They need to have a spiritual birth, because that which is of the flesh, the physical birth gives you physical life, and that which is born of the Spirit, the spiritual birth gives you spiritual life. And therefore, you need to be born again. You need a physical birth, and now you need to be born again with a spiritual birth. And that pretty much answers the question. But see, these people don't like to keep it in context like that and allow Scripture to interpret Scripture. They teach that baptism is necessary for salvation, and so therefore they say Nicodemus is puzzling over two physical births, and Jesus is telling them you got to have two spiritual births in some fashion. And it makes no sense when you put that in there. So, but
I know you have another caller, but nevertheless, we must be born again, for God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten Son, who sort of believes in him should not perish.
Right, but have everlasting life. And when that happens, when we trust Christ as our Savior, we have a spiritual birth, and we become a new creature in Christ. And, you know, that we'll never lose that spiritual life that God gives us. So it's really exciting. But, again, thanks for calling. That was a great question to go out with here at the end of the year. Very important thanks. Question. So.
Thank you very much. God
All right.
bless.
Well, thank you, Terry. God bless. Happy New Year to you. And you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. We've got Nancy calling in next. And Nancy, welcome to the program today. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, Pastor Al. And I'm planning on being there tonight, Lord willing.
Amen.
Your Bible study. And now my question today concerns one friend in particular, but also another one. Not quite so much, but this particular friend, he always says, you need to ask the Holy Spirit how to handle this or what to do, and he truly believes that the Holy Spirit talks directly back to him. I said, you need to read the Bible, get biblical truths, and let the Bible answer your questions. I was thinking of one verse that he might use. Now, he didn't use it, but James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. But I don't think that would apply. That would be like what he would say. He didn't say that. I was just thinking that's an argument he could use. No. What Bible verses can I give him? That we get our, he can't get direct answers from God. Okay, if you could expand on that, thank you.
All right, and I know we just have a few minutes left, but and this is kind of sometimes it's the semantics that people use. I knew somebody who used to always say, "Well, the Lord told me," and "the Lord told me this," and "the Lord told me that." And some people, when they say "and the Lord told me," they're saying, you know, I actually had an audible voice where God spoke to me, or I had a voice in my head where God spoke to me. But some people are saying when they say that, you know, I was wondering about something, I'm reading the scriptures, and it's just like this one verse just lit up for me, and God told me, you know, and do you see what I'm saying? And so it's not that they had an audible voice,
yes.
It's just that they felt the Spirit of God illuminating some scripture for them, or maybe bringing something to their mind. We do know that when we pray, in fact, 1 John 5 and verse 14 says, and this is confidence we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know that if he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. And he talks about asking and God hearing. And there's other passages that talk about that, just like you said in James 1:5. If any of you lack wisdom, let ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We have to understand that when we ask something of God, he answers, but he may answer by just illuminating a scripture to us. And maybe we have a question and we're struggling and we're wondering, and we go to church and the pastor happens to preach and addresses that very thing that we have the question about, or maybe some conversation with a Christian friend or something, the answer comes. And so I guess rather than looking at a certain verse or whatever in particular, you'd have to know what he means by that. Does he mean he's getting an audible voice?
No, he doesn't say
yeah,
audible voice. It's in his mind.
Yeah.
It's in his mind.
Well, I oftentimes will have things where I believe God has spoken to me and shown me something in the scripture, but it's where it's been illuminated or brought to my memory or something so that I can suddenly like the light clicks on and I understand what the passage is. I know you got about 20 seconds left, but maybe we can bring this up at the Bible study tonight, talk about it at length, because it's a little hard here in just a few seconds. But I do thank you for the call, Nancy. I got to cut it off right there because we're out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening. Happy New Year to everybody. God bless, and join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.